your close, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on. Pray that night light is out of Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 13. Part of the ministry of Messiah is kind of being talked about here. It says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We, as a father of a large family, one of the things that we do when our kids were little is that we would set out their clothes the night before so that we could get them dressed without having the drama and trauma of trying to choose what to wear in the moment. Because if you have nine kids trying to figure out what to wear, it creates a chaos that you can't even imagine. And so you lay out their clothes. I've taken to doing that for myself. I always put out what I'm going to wear on a chair ready for the next day so that in the morning, my morning routine is simplified because I've already chosen what I'm going to wear that day. It's already been predetermined. I think that God wants us to predetermine to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness as we go into each day and to determine that the night before. I think a lot of what happens in our morning is predicated on what happened the night before. And so if I decide that I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to wake up praising God and worshiping God and thanking God instead of waking up complaining to God, I'm going to have a much better day if I lay out the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness on that chair, metaphorically speaking. So we always have in front of us pain, frustration, drama, and trauma. In order, though, we also have those spirits of heaviness situations in front of us. We have pain points in front of us. We have praise points in front of us. And we get to choose which one we're going to put on that day. Just like selecting your clothing out of a closet with a wide range of clothes, you get to choose. It's up to you. You pick. Am I going to be miserable today, or am I going to be just full of praise and thanksgiving? There are so many passages that deal with this in the New Testament. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. By choosing to praise God in all circumstances, we align ourselves with His will and open the doors of His purpose to be fulfilled in our life. So today, let's make a choice to wear the garment of praise. Let's focus on the goodness of God, lean into His strength, even in the face of adversity. As we do this, we'll find that our spirits are lifted, our faith is strengthened, and we're better equipped to fulfill the calling that God has placed on our life. What you gonna wear today? Mighty Father God, I thank you that you do indeed give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We can put off the old and put on the new. We can choose a brand new wardrobe and we can wear it lavishly every day. What a good God you are. Thank you, Father, for the possibilities and the promise that you bring into each day. Lord, help us not to focus on the drama and the trauma, but the praise and the power. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a good day.